Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A prominent parent says staff at city-run extended day programs at schools don't have access to student medications during health emergencies. The city says that's not the case. More from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Former Philadelphia school board member Mallory Fix Lopez says she's concerned for her third grader who attends city-run before and after school programs at Childs Elementary.
I had asked the OST providers, the aftercare providers, how students will access emergency medications. My child has an EpiPen for a severe nut allergy. And I was looked at like a deer in headlights.
She says providers told her repeatedly that children would have to administer medication themselves.
During the school day, there are registered school nurses. In aftercare, there's not only no school nurse, but there is no actual plan or protocol for emergency situations and medication.
The city's Office of Children and Families, which oversees the programs, argues that point. OCF said in a statement to KYW News Radio that providers can and do administer medication, such as an EpiPen, to students if they've been given parental permission and instructions. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.